Now in Wisconsin, in the rolling hills of a rural Dodge County there, people might expect to see farm fields filled with what? Corn and other crops. But if they look a little closer today, there's something very different in one field. A farmer there by the name of Arthur Rantala witnessed, while it was happening, the formation of crop circles. Now, a few hours ago, because he's very elderly, I had an opportunity to talk with him about what he saw.
Sitting in my little workshop hickory nut tree 10 feet away, the bark started flying off of it. And earlier in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and I had gotten up here, well, from Coloma, Wisconsin, down to Madison, down to Janesville, line of thunderstorms moving east at 40 miles an hour. Well, Coloma is about 85 miles to the west of us, so I figured about 7:15 these storms should arrive here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first front went through, but I sat down here in my garage adjacent to the house, connected to the house, and then I told my wife, I said, I'm going up to the shop after that first wind cloud went through, and I had a little office there, a coffee pot, and so I had made my coffee earlier when I watched the television.
Yeah.
And at it was 7:35 when I went to filled my coffee cup up, and I went and sat where my woodworking shop is. I got a window facing north and east, adjacent to each other in the corner of the shop. And 10 feet away from there is a hickory nut tree. And if you're familiar with hickory nut trees, they got a flaky looking bark like a birch tree, but only this, they're up and down, not in the circumference of the tree. You know?
Right, right.
That bark started to blow off the tree, and I thought to myself, well, what the heck is this? You know, the wind cloud had gone through, and then adjacent to us is a neighbor that has a yard there, and he's got tall trees, which ours is too, is a wooded lot.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't see ours being the fact I'm sitting in my shop, so I looked at his trees, and they're blowing all different directions. And as I looked at them, then my gaze went to the wheat field, winter wheat field, and here in Wisconsin, the wheat was the winter wheat was just the heads were white, and the stalks were all green yet. And as I looked at it, it looked like a lake with the waves going when the wind was blowing, and all of a sudden, in front of my eyes, there. Approximately three football fields, let's say 900 yards away. Never measured it. But,
yeah.
Black hole appears. What is this?
Right in front of your eyes?
Yes. And then that was, and then to the right, approximately, these holes are, let's say, one is 44 feet, one 45, and the other 44. So you got about 128 feet and, 132, and then there's a gap in between. So you're looking at about 150 to 160 feet apart. The left-hand hole first appeared as a black hole with the white green tops,
yeah,
green stalks.
Yeah.
Then the one on the far right, and then the one in the middle.
Now they were perfect circles, weren't they?
Well, not. Now, the first one, everything's knocked down. The middle of it is south to north. And there's two tracks, 40 inches wide, made two loops around there, hopped over to the far right, and it made eight turns in there. But on the south end, you could count eight turns. On the north end, it followed the same track, and it left about I never measured it. People have measured it, but I want to say a 10-foot perfect circle in the middle where the grain was left standing.
So you're watching the wheat falling, Arthur, while it's happening?
I'm watching these as they were formed.
That's incredible.
And then the middle circle, it made one big loop around 40 inches wide, one big loop about 42 feet in diameter, and then in the far north end of that, it spun it about 15-foot circle, and it spun it like one of these rugs you put in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle, everything's intertwined.
Now, once it stopped and you had those circles there,
yes.
What did you think? What did you say to yourself? How in the heck would this start? How did it happen?
This happened in about, I want to say, about 10 to 12 seconds, and so quickly.
That fast?
That fast.
What do you think did it, Arthur?
Mother Nature.
Trying to send us a message, maybe?
No. It's just, there was thunder, lightning, but no lightning that come down to the ground. You know, like your lightning bolts that you see a specific, be it close by or farther away, not these streaks, but it was up in the air. Thunder I could hear and everything else. But is a tornado trying to form, be it heat-related or whatever?
You think it's natural, whatever it is.
It's totally natural. There was nobody there. I didn't see no green men with goggles or six toes.
Or nothing flying above it?
Nothing. In fact, you couldn't even see anything in the air that would indicate it. They just bango. That's the way they were there. And this winter wheat field, they're broken off right next to the ground. And now, this is 3 weeks later. This happened July 4th at 7:40 a.m. And that grain is, it was broken, literally broken, and flattened right next to the ground.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not in my lifetime. We lived in this house here. We built this house, me and my wife, in 1962. And we live on a hill, and we have a... I'm approximately, I want to say, 200 to 300 feet higher than this hill. It goes into a valley, and this grain field starts to go up another hill. So I'm looking right down at that, what kind of angle would you say? But this is only about 900 yards away, 3 football fields away from me.
Now you got to keep people out of your fields, Arthur.
Hell, I've been answering the phone. I could be a talk show host screener now.
Well, there you have it. Arthur Rantella, he witnessed crop circles being bore out of his wheat field right there in his Wisconsin farm. He says it was done by Mother Nature. Doesn't believe that anything very strange or peculiar happened.